Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. We're back with a brand new lesson.
That's right. It's time for our health article, friends. We're talking all about the body and one specific process.
Yeah. At its surface, this process almost seems like the body is eating itself, but there might be some benefits to that.
Yeah, this is really interesting, and I think we are really going to learn something new today, friends. So let's get into our reading of Autophagy, the Body's Recycling System.
Autophagy, the Body's Recycling System. How your body turns waste into something useful. Imagine walking into a messy room where worn out and broken objects are scattered everywhere. It might be difficult to move around, work, or even concentrate with so much stuff around. A comparable problem can occur in the cells of your body. Cells contain many parts, and some of these components can suffer damage or stop working. The damaged parts take up space in the cell, preventing it from working efficiently. So the body has developed ways to remove the built-up material in the cells, a process called autophagy.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 comparable 这个形容词，意思是可比较的，相当的。譬如 All the hotels in this area offer comparable rates. So focus on other features you're looking for aside from price. 这个地区所有饭店的价格都差不多，所以请着重在价格之外其他你想要的条件上。它的副词是Comparably, 意思是比较的，相当的。譬如 The weather in Vancouver is comparably warmer than that of Seattle, even though Seattle is located farther south. 温哥华的天气比西雅图温暖，尽管西雅图位于更南方的位置。跟 comparable 相关的另一个形容词是 comparative, 意思是比较的，相对的。譬如The students were instructed to write a 2-page comparative essay on a topic of their choice. 学生被指示撰写一篇两页的比较性论文，主题由他们自行选择。
Well, friends, this might not come as a surprise, but there is plenty of waste in your body. So, how does your body...to get rid of it.
Okay, what we read here, we're talking about how your body turns waste into something useful. Imagine walking into a messy room where worn out and broken objects are scattered everywhere.
All right, I am imagining it. This doesn't sound very nice.
No, this sounds like my nightmare. I don't like walking into a place and finding it messy like that.When you walk into something, you might be entering a place, or you could be entering a situation.
Let's try and walk into another sentence. She was walking into the room quietly when she heard the bear snoring.
Okay, here's another way we could use this. Have you ever walked into a room, Garrett, and it seems very tense, and you're not quite sure what people have been talking about?But you think to yourself, what am I walking into?
Absolutely. It feels a lot like the phrase we used earlier this month. We need to read the room.
Yeah, so you could walk into all different types of rooms or situations, friends. But let's read on. It might be difficult to move around, work, or even concentrate with so much stuff around.
Right. This is true. It's even true in an office. If you want to focus and get things done, a tidy and neat desk can really help out.
For sure. We read on here, a comparable problem can occur in the cells of your body. Cells contain many parts, and some of these components can suffer damage or stop working.
Now, first, let's talk about that first word, components. Components are different parts that make up something larger.
Here's how you can use that word components in a sentence. The phone has many small components.
All right, we have one more word here, and it's that word damage. Damage is harm or injury that makes something less useful or valuable.
Here's an example. The storm caused a lot of damage to the house.
Yeah, and in all of this, we're talking about our cells. These are, of course, those really small things that make up all living things.
Yeah, and we see here that these cells have many parts or many components, and sometimes those components get damaged.
Well, the damaged parts take up space in the cell. Of course, they're not just invisible or you can't walk through them. You need to put them somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like these are taking up space in a cell. That means they are using or filling a certain amount of space.
Here's another sentence with that phrase. The big couch takes up most of the living room. I'm thinking of buying a smaller one.
Okay, so what's going on here? We have the cell. There are components in this cell that are damaged. They're not working right anymore, but they're still taking up space. They are still there in that cell.
Yeah, and that prevents the cell from working efficiently. So what can the cell do? The body has developed ways to remove the built-up material in the cells. This is a process called autophagy.
All right, we have something to talk about before we talk more about autophagy, and that is the idea of built up. This is having collected or increased over time. It's like if something piles up or accumulates.
Yeah, for example, the city removes built up waste in multiple ways. This is not always a negative term. You could also describe a city as being very built up.
That's right. Another way you could use this is to talk about your teeth. I need to go to the dentist because I have a lot of plaque built up on my teeth.
So something gets more and more over time, and that's just like this waste in your cells.
Now, we might also refer to those things that have built up as build up, and build up could be any kind of substance that has built up over time.
So your body wants to remove that buildup. It goes through this process. We call it autophagy, and that's what we're talking about today. We have more to learn. Let's go to our next reading.
Autophagy, the body's recycling system. Autophagy is often compared to recycling because it not only removes waste, but allows components of the waste to be reused. The cell can derive energy from autophagy, and many of the broken cell parts are released so they can be used to make new parts.
Derive 意思呢是获得、得到。 譬如, the couple derived great joy from spending time with their grandchildren. 这对夫妻与他们的孙子共度时光，从当中获得很大的喜悦。片语 derive from something 的意思是源自、起源于。譬如, the word geography derives from a Greek word meaning writing or graphing the earth. Geography 这个字源自希腊文, 意思是书写或是绘制地球。Derive 的名词是 derivative, 意思是衍生物、模仿作品。例如 ,Owen focused on creating original art pieces rather than derivatives of famous works. Owen 专注于创作原创艺术作品，而不是著名作品的仿制品。
Autophagy. It's the body's recycling system. Let's talk more about how it works.
Okay, we read here autophagy is often compared to recycling because it not only removes waste, but allows components of the waste to be reused. There's a few things we need to talk about in this sentence, friends.First, let's talk about that word, waste.
All right, waste is things that are thrown away. Basically, it's kind of like trash.
Yeah, so these are things that have built up in the cell. Now, we talked earlier about that word, components, and oftentimes we use that word with another word, and it's the word of. So we're talking specifically about parts that form something.
Yeah, components of.Let's make another sentence with some more components. Those are the two main components of my design.
We're reading here about this process, autophagy, and we're seeing here that autophagy is helping your body get rid of waste, but then it's also using some of those damaged parts of the cell to be reused, kind of like recycling them.
Absolutely. It's your body's recycling system. The cell can derive energy from autophagy.
It derives energy. Energy, friends, is power to do work or power to move.
For example, humans need to eat food for more energy.
So our cells are getting energy from autophagy, and many of the broken cell parts are released so they can be used to make new parts.
All right, so this is interesting. These processes going on inside our bodies could be compared to many other industrial processes.
I've noticed that a lot of times, that processes that are happening in our body are replicated or copied in processes in everyday life. They've existed before humans thought them up.
Yeah, and it's great to think of this as recycling. If we're just getting rid of all the bad things that we have, well, they need to go somewhere, and that takes a lot of work. You can think of your own trash that way, but if you can reuse things, that's a lot better.
I'm curious about this process, so let's get into our deep dive and learn more right now.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Linked to. Imagine you're playing a giant game of connect the dots, but instead of numbers, it's facts. One dot is eating too much sugar, another is feeling tired all day, and a bright line is drawn between them. Boom, they're linked to each other.That line shows how one thing is connected or related to another, often in science, news, or everyday life. Linked to means there is a connection or relationship between two things, like cause and effect, or just being associated. For example, scientists say too much screen time is linked to trouble sleeping at night.Here's another. Her success is linked to years of practicing piano every single day. Here are three more phrases with link. Link up means to connect or meet up, often in a fun way. For example, let's link up after school and play some video games together. Break the link means to stop a connection or break a chain of events. For example,Wearing a helmet can break the link between accidents and serious injuries. Missing link is used for something that would complete an explanation or story. For example, the detective searched for the missing link that would solve the mystery. I once linked my phone to the TV to show funny cat videos. It was an instant party.
links make the world feel smaller and more connected. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Autophagy, the body's recycling system. Autophagy is an extremely important process. Problems with the process have been linked to aging, as well as several other diseases. But autophagy does not occur all the time. It only takes place when the cells are under some kind of stress. Typically, this means that the cell is not taking in enough nutrients or oxygen, or that it is being damaged. Under these circumstances, the cell is forced to find a different source of fuel, and autophagy is an exceptional alternative fuel source.
Exceptional 意思是杰出的, 非凡的, 譬如, the food at the new restaurant in town is exceptional. You'll have to check it out. 镇上那家新餐厅的食物非常棒, 你一定要去吃吃看。 Exceptional 加上ly, exceptionally 就是副词了, 意思是特别的或是非常。 譬如, the hikers were exceptionally hungry after the long arduous hike. 经历了长时间又艰辛的徒步行程后, 登山客们非常饿。 Exceptional 去掉字尾 A 字尾的 AL, exception 就是名词, 意思是例外。 譬如, English can be a challenging language to learn because there are always exceptions to every rule. 英语之所以难学, 在于每条规则总有例外。 That's all for today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
So we've talked a little bit about what happens during autophagy. Now let's talk about when this happens.
Yeah, and if it's even that important. I certainly have never heard about this process before. So what happens if there's problems here? Let's find out. Autophagy is an extremely important process. Problems with the process have been linked to aging, as well as several other diseases. I had no idea.
Yeah, I wonder if this is something that's going on during our whole lives, but then it just doesn't work as smoothly as we get older.
We learn a little bit more about when autophagy happens here, friends. But autophagy does not occur all the time. It only takes place when the cells are under some kind of stress.
Okay. Cells can get stressed too. Well, it takes place. When something takes place, it happens or occurs.
Here's how you could use takes place in a sentence. The party takes place tonight. That's when it's going to happen.
All right, so this takes place when cells are under stress. Typically, this means that the cell is not taking in enough nutrients or oxygen, or that it is damaged.
So we find out here what stresses out cells when they aren't getting enough nutrients. Nutrients are healthy substances that are found in food.
Yeah, for example, fruit has a lot of important nutrients.
So that's why it is important to eat a healthy diet so you don't stress out your cells. They often get stressed out when they are being damaged.
Well, we read on, under these circumstances, the cell is forced to find a different source of fuel, and autophagy is an exceptional alternative fuel source.
We have a phrase we need to talk about together here, friends. It's that phrase, under these circumstances. When we use this phrase, we're talking about in this particular situation.
Here's another example sentence. Under these circumstances, we need to wait. Maybe the circumstances will be better in the future.
So the circumstances we're talking about here is when that cell is in a state of stress, when it's not getting enough nutrients, or when it's being damaged. When this happens, under these circumstances, the cell has to find a different source of fuel.
Yeah, a different source of fuel. In this case, autophagy could be a good alternative. An alternative is another choice or option that's different from another one.
When we're talking about an alternative, the idea here is that there are two different choices. Or maybe this is the choice you want, but there is another option, an alternative. Here's an example. Try an alternative route home. That would be a different way from which you usually go home.
Yeah. And so why would this process of breaking things down be a good fuel source? Well, think about burning something. Of course, that process is destroying something, but at the same time, it gives off a lot of heat, which is an energy source.
Yeah, that's right. The heat is giving off energy. So it seems like in the same way, this is maybe how autophagy works.
It breaks things down and gives the cell some energy when it doesn't have enough under that state of stress.
We're definitely not done talking about this topic. I certainly am not quite sure how this works. We're going to talk about this again tomorrow to learn more about this process and study some great words we can use to talk about it. For right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 not only A but also B 这个对等连接词，它用来连接两个文法结构对等的成分，像是词性、时态或句型相同。如果想要加强语气，可以把 not only 放在句首，把主词和助动词位置互换，改为倒装句，可以省略或保留 also 或是移到句尾，或是用 to。 或是 as well 替换，来看例句 John not only cleaned the kitchen, but also did the laundry. 或是 Not only did John clean the kitchen, but he also did the laundry. John 不仅打扫了厨房，还洗了衣服。
We've had a great lesson learning about autophagy and how it can help our bodies. Let's take a moment now to review what we talked about today.
Well, in today's lesson, we are talking about a process that happens in our body's cells, but we're comparing it a lot to things that happen around us in society and saying that autophagy is essentially a process of recycling.
And recycling is the process where you take things you're done using or waste and use them for something else. And in this case, we're talking about using that waste as an energy source.
Right, it is an energy source. We learned that autophagy is not a process that's happening all the time. There are these, useless or waste kind of parts in the cell, but the process will only start when the cell needs more energy or nutrients, it needs more oxygen, or it's being damaged.
Yeah, we found out that there are different components to a cell, and sometimes those different components could get damaged. The cell can't use them anymore. So what does it do? Well, that's when this process of autophagy comes in.
Yeah, it can get some extra energy through this process, but we also briefly mentioned that some of those extra broken parts going through this process will be used in a new way. I imagine we'll talk about that more tomorrow.
I think you're right about that. We also discussed how autophagy is so important that if it isn't going well, that it can really affect you and your body. That's something else we'll mention in our lesson tomorrow. But that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. At all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.